Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It looks to be a beautiful day. Traffic looks to be reasonably smooth. I hope your week is starting off the way it should. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's beautiful, man. It is a beautiful day outside. I'm excited to be here. I'm ready to roll. I've got some. I know your favorite thing that I do. I have some amendments to the hot board today, and we're gonna narrow some things down today. So I'm doing a little bit there. Some things have happened over the weekend. New information has come to light that we got to talk about, and some different things. So we're gonna have some fun, and we have a game. We took two losses this weekend on the basketball court, so we get to talk about that. That's fun. I'm ready.
8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Today's show is Middays with Steve Rummage and Nikki Valvano.
I love it.
It has nothing to do with me.
You look terrible.
They want the boot.
What's going on?
I never want you to say that.
I know.
I never want you to say
that. I hate that.
Because I try to like push through and go mind over matter.
I know. And then I'm just here and I'm like, ah. Awful. Look like you.
Yeah, I'm usually better than this, man. But it's tough.
You don't have your little shot. Your little cayenne pepper lemon juice thingy.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're not.
Well, I've got good news.
I'm listening.
I'm going to see Dr. Nunley at Triple Crown Dentistry to get my permanent
That's always
good. My permanent implant put on today, so nice. I'm excited about that.
That's very good.
They do an amazing job. I get to go over there. I wore my Disney shirt because I get to go over there and talk Disney with Dr. Nunley.
Congratulations, too. You're getting through all that work.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Through the anxiety.
I know, man. Just a little bit more, and then I finally get to start doing some cosmetic things and start to clean some stuff up. So, yeah. So exciting, man.
Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
Are you asking me, or are you being rhetorical?
No, listen, I have.
Okay.
It's your. It's your. Okay. Wait a minute. I want to start off somewhere.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
You know what Steve told me, and don't. I don't want you to make eye contact with Steve.
Don't lie.
Don't.
Don't lie.
That was a funny joke.
Okay. You got to know when I say don't lie, that means lie. I need you to lie.
My back's against the wall.
Yeah.
This is not a test. Help me. Nikki. Did Louis Rabot bring coffee?
He did.
Did he really bring organic coffee and tell everybody one per person?
He did.
Did he bring eight pack?
No, I think it's a 12 pack. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a 12 pack.
He really did that.
Yeah.
And it's 61, not 58. Stupid. Thanks, Nick. Well, we know who was texting in while Nick was gone.
Did Louis bring in a 10 pack of K cups? Talking about one per person.
Yes. I meant cosmetic on my teeth. I'm not getting Botox.
I kind of want to see you with Botox.
I probably need it eventually. I do have wrinkles.
I feel like we all do.
Sorry. There was somebody on the text line asking. I was like, no. Let me clear up. I'm not getting
stuff.
But wait. Let me tell you something real quick on the air. Can I tell you this while we're talking about cosmetic? I want to give her a shout out.
Listen.
Cherry's down 12 pounds.
Hey, good for her.
Girl?
I know. And she's not, she just is like, I need to get in healthier shape.
Yeah.
12 pounds on her is like 30 on me.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, she is like, even when we went to Gatlinburg last week, she was very good.
Responsible.
Marcus's mic is really low. The text line keeps saying that.
Probably me. It might be me.
It might be.
I don't have
I got it as
that's
high
better.
As can go.
That's better.
Yeah,
that's better.
I don't have the oomph.
Is that okay?
I don't want to touch it with my mouth, though.
But it's an amazing trick, though, I will say. I will say. You know how they say, on men? For every few pounds you lose.
Oh, I think it's, 15 or... it's 15 or 35.
Yes, I see where you're going.
With the investments... two investments we made.
Uh-huh.
That's the same for women.
Really?
I was like,
there's no comfortable way to have that conversation.
No, it's not, but it's incredible. So kudos to you. To my wife.
Good job, Sheridan.
Well done.
And listen, and there's no doubt she has to be a nicer person, too.
No.
You feel,
No, this is the worst. If we make it through this part of our marriage, we'll be together forever. Between her finishing her last clinical, about to graduate, deciding where she wants to live, deciding what job she wants, and on a diet, I'm going to pull back the curtain. If we make it through this 2 months, we'll be together forever.
Jalen just bought a house.
Did he? Up in Detroit?
I mean.
Yeah. Good, though. So he is planting some roots up there.
He is planting some roots up there. Yeah,
good for him.
Look, he calls me 15 to 16 minutes ago. He said, hey, Dad, you got a good show coming up? I said, you know I have a show?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, well, what are you going to talk about? And I'm like, okay, what's going on? You've never asked me about my show ever in your life. You've definitely never asked me if it's do I have a good show planned?
Yeah, sounds so happy.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Why are you so happy?
Yeah, what's going on with
you? You not know what I'm going through?
Yeah, are you okay? That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I said, Jalen, my teams are losing. My teams are losing. I got to come in here and talk with Steve about losing team and coaches.
Oh, yeah.
You think I want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. We're going on hot board, baby.
Hot board's coming.
Well, yeah, and he said,
yes, he's got a house. He's like, I wish I was there talking with Steve about the hot board.
I was like, are you looking at a house? And he's like, no, they already accepted our offer. I mean, just that kind of conversation. That's a baller conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, accept your offer.
You know what I'm thinking? Is it a ranch?
Yeah.
What's the accessibility level?
Accepted our offer.
Well, what was your offer, son?
I mean, you know, they wanted five.
I know.
We gave 2, 3.5.
And then he said, I'm kind of worried about school change. You know, just.
Hey, that's a real fear.
Now, see, that's a real fear. That's a fear because you're going through it.
Yes, because we are like, okay, if we move now, do we need to move right now?
She's not 7 years old and she's been to 7 years.
I'm actually glad that you say that, though, because I'm so worried. I'm like, because we really do have Ford on the table. In the next year, we have Norton Commons on the table.
It doesn't affect kids.
I know, but he's about to go into kindergarten, and I'm like,
it doesn't affect kids.
What do we do?
They don't. That's an adult problem.
Dexter said, Jalen, our pets' heads are falling off.
Yes, we got no food. We got no food. Yeah. Oh, but again, I mean, I got to beat that into Jalen's head. I got to say, dude. I moved every 2 years. Your girl is gonna be a functional human. She's in dance. I know.
But I think about it
too.
She
has friends.
Hey, Nick, can people call in today? Can we do that part of the show?
I literally said I need people to call in.
8150-939. 815-0939. I hope no one takes that.
815-0939.
Hope no one is in our seats when we get there.
Jalen sound like Pops Maben. No, Pops Maben moved our asses and didn't think twice. Steve, I'm going to say it again. Steve, do you know what it's like for dad? Did dad come home and say, yeah, hey, I got them orders. Y'all little I'm sorry, I slipped up.
The what?
Y'all little MFers got about 10 days.
I got brave with my girlfriend.
No, you don't. You say, oh, maybe your dad will get stationed in Texas, too.
Yeah. I'll see you.
Because you do end up sometimes
that's
knowing.
That's true. Yeah,
knowing some people. Yeah. Like, because it's only a certain number of bases.
That's fair.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. So that is a possibility. So most of the time, you hold out that hope.
Yeah.
And we'll be together forever. But, you know, back then, you had to pay for long distance calls.
Oh, yeah. I never talked before 9, so I don't.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to pay.
Me and Elijah's mom would just. Do you know?
Y'all remember long
I
distance
found this day. Little punk the other day.
I'm listening.
I go in there. It's a morning time, right? This little punk and his girlfriend are FaceTiming and they're asleep.
Go ahead and say it, Nikki. Go ahead and say it.
Aww. Now, of course,
it is kind of cute.
She's paused her video like somebody with a brain. And Elijah, Elijah, you've got this beautiful 6'3", just great basketball player. By the way, shout out to Bullet East Girls. They won the district title the other night. I was there at Mercy. Got to hang out with Dom Yates and saw Joey Wagner there. It was good crowd. Their regionals are going to start, so I'm probably going to head over there. So I got to figure out. Elijah told me they might be at Bullet East, but
you don't know the
the bracket. But I'm gonna get over there and check it out. But yeah, and then I look at him, and then here he is. He's like, I'm like, son, turn the video off.
You better tighten up your ship.
Yeah, I'm like, you look stupid.
I hate to be.
I literally woke him up.
I was like, hey man, tell you this.
Yeah, he was like, what? I was like, your FaceTime's still on. I was like, is that who I think it is? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, turn your video off because you look like an idiot. Your mouth is on the phone and you're going.
I'm like, no.
Hey, is that your girlfriend? Yeah, well, you don't have one anymore. So you're now single.
She's too young to see how you sleep. To see how silly you look when you sleep.
I know.
Chief.
And why do you hate me? Let's just lay it all on the table. Why?
I'm listening.
Why do you hate me?
I'm listening.
Why do I get a...
I'm listening.
Marcus. Nick. There's three nights I'm away from this place. Because this is a drug. I told Charity, I said I'm never going to be able to stop doing radio. You know,
I agree.
Right? I said, unless I move to, unless we move to Florida. Even then, I probably will transition out at that point. I'll probably have to say, okay, Marcus, I'm going to do 6 months here. We'll just to make sure we're going to stay and all that stuff. And then we'll, you know.
You'll be doing NPR in Tampa.
It's a drug, man. I'm like, so when I do get my 3 days away, I enjoy my 3 days away. I'm like watching sports and all that stuff. Why is it that two of the 3 days that I get away, nights, I wake up to messages about what my friend has apparently done or said on his YouTube show the night before?
Because.
And they're mad at me.
Because.
He's catching strays on vacay.
I'm catching strays, dude.
Steve, positivity is a drug.
And let me tell you, and this isn't on the air. I called him on Saturday morning. I was like, why do you hate me, dude?
Positivity is a drug, and my name is Pookie.
Did you say 95%? And then shut the show off. What? Why do you do stuff like that? Like, are you insane?
Like, I sure did. I sure did.
I've got a guy. There's a guy on Twitter in Vegas that tweets me every time you do something like that.
Positivity is a drug, Steve. And I need my fix all the time. Against all odds, Steve.
It's not positivity. That's throwing a grenade in the middle of a Broadway performance. Just that's anarchy. And not even a real grenade. Like a smoke grenade with a flash inside of it that you know is not going to really hurt anybody.
You do the Michael Jackson, you disappear.
Yeah.
Ninja smoke.
But it's just going to be like, just enough to where it's just going to be anarchy. And anarchy finds its way to my phone at 7 in the morning every morning.
Maybe the internet just happened to cut off at that time. You never know.
The guy can't throw the ball in and just run straight down the court and dunk the basketball.
Yep. Yeah, like, that's the sound I made, Nikki, when that happened, because I didn't see it live.
Yeah.
And Steve said, go back and watch it. That's all I said. Yep.
It's the worst play in Louisville basketball history. I think it was the worst defensive play in the history of Louisville basketball.
Now you talk about grenades.
I know. Yeah. Was that the worst defensive play? I said it so matter-of-factly, but yeah. I'd like it to be refuted.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one. The worst defensive play in Louisville basketball history.
Adam Vinatieri's son is on our football team now? When did that happen?
See?
I didn't know that.
That's the problem, Steve. We used to never let something like that slip past us. Right? We've gotten so diluted.
Ty Spalding, the NFL's all-time leading scorer, will be a regular at L&N Stadium this fall. Adam Vinatieri's son, AJ, has joined the program.
I thought he was going to, like...
He's a kicker.
I thought he was going to Colorado or something. Is he transferred from Colorado?
I don't know. What's going on? What's happening?
The worst defensive play.
I feel like Joe. Did you ever see that show Joe Schmo, where they did a reality show, and that he thought, you got to go back. He thought it was a reality show, and everybody it was actually actors.
No, but I mean that's an interesting.
It's amazing, interesting. Dude. And like so they're playing all this out without him figuring it out, and they're doing just crazy stuff is happening, and he's like, and in the clip, in the trailer for Joe Schmo, you hear him at one point. He's like, what's going on? Like, that's
so,
what I,
so it sucks you in to have to watch it.
Yes, no, it's amazing. Like, yeah, it was a great show. But that's what I feel like. I'm like,
you're
going
to have to give me that clip, the trailer.
Scatterbrained right now. Anyways, we'll get back to Vinatieri.
That, may have, been, that may have been the worst play.
Hey, dude, tell me something.
That may have been the worst defensive play.
I mean, yeah. I don't know that I've ever watched a play. Because, and the reason it sucks so bad is because, like, Louisville, that is something that we, Chase said he transferred from Ball State.
Same difference.
Might as well be.
Okay, so here's the problem with that, Steve. Here's the problem. I remember a play. It was in practice. The reason it stands out in my mind is because we were going over last second plays.
Yeah.
In practice. So it's kind of like, okay, it's the Leitner. Okay, imagine the Leitner play, the setup, right?
Yeah.
The Leitner play. Put our big man at the top of the key, mm-hmm. right? But put me at about, let's say, a little bit past the free throw line on the other end. Now, I'm going to say something, Steve, and this is true. One of the most prideful things that I enjoyed as far as being a Louisville basketball player, right, mm-hmm. being under Coach Denny Crum, was when he said, when we were at the end of the game and we needed to get the ball inbounds, just when he would be like, Marcus. And he wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah.
We need to get this ball in bounds, and I'm going to get the fastest dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I trust him with the ball. So imagine, like, you're up two points. You're up 1 point. You need to get the ball in bounds. Yeah. And you, every time you say, Marcus, this is what we're going to do. Everybody do this. Like, everybody has to work to get Marcus this ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just a great feeling, right? So we drew up this play. You basically got to throw it down court to our center. And he said, Marcus, you race this basketball, right?
Yeah.
So it goes into the game right at the Leitner spot.
Okay.
And by the time that ball gets there, I'm about at the three-point line along with the ball. Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm cutting to the basket. He said, don't land. Just throw it over there to Marcus to the side. So we ran that play.
Okay.
And I think it was Coach Davenport was drawing up the defense.
Okay.
That play worked.
Yeah.
And we got a bucket. You know what I'm saying? It might have been Eves. Actually, I'll put it on Eves.
Okay.
Eves is drawing up defense. So the play worked. And it ended in a dunk, right?
Yeah.
And it was almost that exact same play. It's a great play call, but the defensive execution was so, it looked so lackluster on the defensive execution of it.
Sure.
Yes, that was a good play. Okay?
Yeah.
But three people back, having Trey White back there just looking in no man's land, two guys right there. This guy's got a full head of steam. I will say that. It's a good drawn up play, but your defensive organization was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. One, you got to stop the ball. Like, the reason it's terrible is because it's like, first day of practice, the one thing we cannot do is have the man with the basketball get to the basket. Two people stop him and let him make a pass before the man with the basketball drives to the basket.
Yeah.
He never got stopped. Y'all weren't interested in fouling. You weren't interested in redirecting. It was like, well, you got him. I got him. You got him. Nobody got him. Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So base level communication was just, you know, was just terrible. You know, and I heard Coach Payne talk about Ty Lahr being on the side. You know, like I said, that's when you're pressing.
Yeah.
There are other options. There are other contingency plans.
Yeah.
Ty Lahr can't be your only plan. Ty Lahr being behind him.
Right.
Be your only principles have to step up.
No, yeah.
Fundamental principles have to bail out or have to make that more difficult.
Yeah, because even the, like,
that ball has got to go end up in that corner.
Yeah, like no, somebody has to. I thought you made a excellent point. I can't remember if it was on here and I was listening or if it was on your YouTube show where he said, like, Trey White sometimes are like, he'll point for you to get his man, and then he'll run and get his man, and then he'll be like, I'll go get your man. It's like, no, no, you should have picked that guy up.
Steve, we gotta fight. We gotta fight. We have to fight. Hey, I'm gonna see you in the locker room.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you in the locker room. If Steve, if you point and say, Marcus, get my man.
Yeah.
And I get your man. And 3 seconds later, you pull up beside me and I have to run across the court. And by the time I get to the other side of the court, a guy's hitting a three-pointer in my face.
Yeah.
And the crowd is like, damn it, Marcus. you want to call a timeout.
Yeah.
You want to call a timeout right there. And I may have to do something. Like, I might have to Kobe Bryant you or something.
Yeah.
Like, just hold my hands up to the crowd. Like, look, everybody. Look what he's doing. I might have to push you on the court.
I know.
Push you to go get my man.
Yeah.
And I am not a show-up, a teammate person, ever.
Was it fouling Travis Ford on a three? Was it Darius fouled a three-point shooter?
No. Fouling someone on a three-pointer is not going to go into any all-time worst defense
play. I agree with that.
No, yeah. You agree with the fouling? With the fouling, is it a
no,
worst?
No, I agree with you because I'm like, at least you're making, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're closing out is why you foul a guy.
Yeah, you're closing out. And here's the thing. Sometimes a three-point shooter or jump forward, they'll jump to the side, they'll jump backwards. That's easy to do, especially if you're just trying to legitimately challenge the shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's a desperation attempt going up. Yeah, it's too easy to foul a three-pointer.
Yeah.
Listen, that's one of those plays where the coach blames you in public.
Yeah.
But when they watch the tape, they're like, ugh, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, there is no technique change. It's just a coach saying, you just can't make that mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, what should I have done different? I'm not fouling. Well, thanks, coach. Yeah. That's what I'll try to do next time.
Yeah, I was just trying to make a play. Like, yeah. No, I agree with you on that. I mean, but just watching, I think the visual, where I was going with it too was.
Sorry. Yeah. Pause. You cannot beat that guy to the left. Throw up. Boy. Mm-hmm. You told me the commentator. I don't listen to the commentators a lot. Sorry, listeners. If the microphone keeps changing, it's me. I keep hitting the...
Well, that was really loose.
Steve, when Trey White goes left to the basket,
yeah,
and he throws that left-handed layup off the top of the glass... You remember when Patrick Ewing said, when have you ever shot
that shot? Yes, yes.
You threw a left-hand layup... Trey, this is a basketball city. This is a basketball state. You think we don't know what a bailout looks like?
Yeah.
You think we don't know when you quit on a play? Mm-hmm. He falls on the ground. We're playing 4-on-5 down here. I think a shot goes up, a rebound goes. Stuff is happening, Steve. You come jogging back into play. You're jogging when you get back into the play. Are you not even hurt? And it was a terrible shot.
I know.
You should have been getting up off the ground, staring as you're running back.
Yeah.
You should be staring over at the bench, apologizing profusely for that shot. You should be watching Reese Gaines jogging up to the you know, somebody. You should see a coach jogging down to get somebody. You should see, like our eyeballs as a fan base should have been on. We should have been so locked on the bench
I don't want to say this. Stop me if I say this. If you think, if you're like, ah, Steve, don't say that. Just stop me, because I don't want to put any seed of like, oh man, well, it looks like there's dissension. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know what there is, but Reese looks like he's gonna lose his mind over there. I mean, I watched him in that game, and like there was one time something happened, and Reese jumped up and like. It was like he jumped up and started to scream, and then he just sat back down. And it was almost like, because I do think Reese is respectful of the authority, the tier of authority there, you know? And it's like, okay, maybe that's not my spot. But it was so funny because he was like, what the hell? He like sat back down, and it was like, God, man, he looks like he is going to lose his mind over there every game. Like, what are we doing? And I'm not saying he's necessarily saying, what are we doing?
And you know what the toughest part about that is? The toughest part about that is the mixture. And we talk about this a lot. The mixture of this is how they play.
Yeah.
This is how they compete. It's the Sky Clark, Reed Shepherd thing. It's a sprinkle of everything you don't like about basketball, and it makes a big gumbo here.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? When this is a fun, like if there was a couple of things we were complaining about, or if it was obvious things or more consistent things, it's always something different. You know?
Yeah.
That just makes you want to go crazy. The consistent part is the Trey White. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk. Okay, this is not the case, but yeah. I'm gonna tell you why Reese was mad. Because I watched basketball against Syracuse. Okay, let's just say I'm explaining to a lady, right? A lady friend, right? Lady friend says, "Well, is the zone that hard to beat?" Right?
Yeah.
I said, no. So that's why I don't play it for more than a couple seconds. Right? Mm-hmm. I say, what do you have to do to beat it? I said, you got to put somebody in the middle that wants the ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to put somebody in the middle that wants the ball and has strong hands.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, I'll show you the tape, no yeah. problem. Brandon has his hands like he's Doc Holliday getting ready to have a quick draw.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm explaining this to people.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Act like you're like if you were getting ready to get in a duel, a quick draw duel. Yeah. Now imagine your hand. No. Look, your hands are too far out to your side. Look, and I always wondered like, what's the rules? Because in Tombstone, is it Tombstone? Okay.
Yeah.
In Tombstone.
Yeah. Val Kilmer deserved an Oscar for that.
100%. 100%. Did you see that he flipped one gun forward and one gun back? He was drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, you're so drunk, you're probably seeing double. And he said, I got two guns, and he spent one forward and yeah. the other one backwards.
It's crazy, dude.
And he did it. And listen, ugh. I was making sure that I was like, okay, is that him acting or is that an extra? It's like, no. I was like, did I just see that right? He spent one gun forward. But point being, when I see them do the duels, one guy was tapping his gun, and I'm like, that's cheating. That would be cheating. If we're about to draw and you start tapping your gun, I'm like, no, that counts as a draw. I should be able to shoot.
It's a false start, right?
Yeah.
That's a 5-yard penalty.
Okay, like. That has nothing to do with this. But anyway, imagine somebody's hands being down by the side like
yeah.
that. Okay, Steve, imagine I'm the guard with the basketball, and I have to pass it through these arms, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know where you want the ball.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't want the ball because your hands are down by your side like this is a quick draw.
I know.
What the hell am I supposed to do, right? So Reese sees this. Reese knows what it's like to not have a guy want the ball in the middle. And he knows he got to look over the coach and say, get him out of the middle.
Yeah.
And then You throw the ball to him in the middle, right?
Yeah.
He gets it slapped out of his hands. So now Reese is, I'm mad at the coach because you shouldn't even be in the middle. But if you are in the middle and I throw you the ball, you get it knocked out of your hand. Now I'm like, that ain't the coach. That's you.
I know.
And then, you know what they did? He put Mike James in the middle. At least Mike James kind of wants that ball in the middle. He throw the ball to Mike James in the middle. What happens, Steve? He gets the ball knocked out of his hands. So now I gotta sit around and say, okay, are we supposed to do kung fu drills in the sand? You know, like to strengthen our hands? You know, like what are we doing? It happened 3 times in a row against the zone. 3 basketballs got knocked. I'm talking about 1 pass to the middle. The first time the ball got to the middle, man. It got knocked out of his hands 3 times. Everybody, get out of my gym. I don't care whose fault it is. I cannot be a Division I basketball team and get 3 basketballs slapped right away in the middle of the zone.
Yeah.
I don't even care whose fault it is.
No, I agree. It's bad, but that I think that's also one of the issues right now is people are like that's where
you can't even be an analyst
when it's this deep into the season. Again, you know, it's like, okay, well, what are you doing here, man? Because like I will say I don't particularly love when I hear, because I understand, but Kenny sounds like a former player when he's talking. It's like, because like I kind of feel him in his post game when he's like, I mean, but that's where it's like, but you're not, you're the coach.
Yeah, you're still the head of the table.
So that's not going to, he's not the head of the table. Don't say that. That's Roman Reigns. I'm not going to let that pass.
I made a mistake. Quick commercial break. 93.9 The Ville. Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150. They are tall.
Big dudes, man.
They are tall.
Big dudes.
They are tall. I always forget how tall they are. Welcome back.
It also brings you back to when people are like, hey, I'll keep for the program so hard. It's like, well, because you don't get that. I get that.
Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second. While Steve and myself are just chilling in the studio. Temperature control.
It's on 85.
So we're not technically chilling. Sorry. Temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split. Like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Remember, I want to make sure I pass this along. This is the opportunity of a lifetime for your business. Big or small, all you have to do is, just like the coaches, pull up by the window, look up our address. You pull up by this window. If you have your logo on your car, if you have your phone number on your car, if you have your, ooh, that's rims, boy. You tear your car up. If you have your logo on your car, if you have your phone number on your car, pull up in front of the 93.9 window. Just roll down your window, throw up an L, you know, and you will get a shout out. We will advertise your business one good time. It's very simple. Just look up our address, swing on by. You can pull up right in front of the window. Get your shout out. This is a very, very valuable shout out. And you won't be surprised. Enjoy the feedback you get from your business, maybe possibly getting calls, and it's very easy. That's one of those things that just I can't do anything more for you. You have to make the first initial step for us to give you a shout out.
Pretty good deal.
Okay, Steve, what was your weekend like? How would you rank your weekend overall?
It was pretty good. Weather was good. I mean, I can't complain, right?
Nikki, we need weekend rankings.
Solid. It was real solid. Worked Friday night. Went to Tailspin. I mean, all the teams I rooted for lost, which sucked. St. X hockey. Shout out my boy Patrick Sullivan.
You root for St. X hockey.
Yeah. U of L men lost, obviously. U of L women. I was at the watch party at Noble Funk, hanging with my girl Chrissy and my guy Biscuit and my man Andrew Bosch. And Sofaro was out there doing ESPN Louisville Plus. Good stuff. They lost, obviously.
Sofaro liked.
That was interesting.
Sofaro liked a tweet.
Yeah, I know. Dude, he messed me up. Dude, Sofaro liked a tweet from like a couple years ago.
I don't even know why I saw that.
I don't either, but I saw it too, and I was like, wait a minute, am I supposed to be at Molly Malone's or something? Like, I was like,
yes.
Wait, what was this for? Like a post-game show or something?
Oh, my God. It was a post-game show from like 2018 or 2019.
That's funny you say that because I saw that.
Bosch was trying to old takes expose you, wasn't he?
I don't know, man. But I was like when
what,
I saw
what
it.
What are you doing thumbing through something that old?
Dude.
2018.
It messed me up because I was like, are we supposed to be over there?
Explain to Nikki what the tweet.
The tweet was basically like, come join Steve Marcus and like Phil Baker at Molly Malone's. And I'm like, okay, well, like me and Charity know the guy that owns Molly Malone's and you know, and his fiance pretty well. I'm like, maybe they're setting us up over there for something? I'm like, but I feel like I would know that.
And I drink enough to think that. Maybe I forgot.
Yeah, so I was like,
was the realest statement I've ever heard.
So I look down and I see this tweet and I'm like, what is it? So I click on it and I'm like, what's Phil Baker? Like, I haven't saw Phil in 3 weeks. So I look at the date and I'm like, what's this from 4 or 5 years ago? I didn't know what happened. I was like,
why did he like that? Why did
I don't know. It showed up in my
that's wild. Like that's something like a spam bot does, you know, like randomly some ridiculously attractive like Russian bot will like something from like 2010.
Yeah. I was very confused. I was like, maybe I'm supposed to be going to Molly Malone's tomorrow.
That was my bad.
I mean, how do you do that? How do you drink a cup of coffee and forget there's a microphone and right in front?
Well, I'm drinking it out of a Red Stein because we still don't have any cups, so you know I'm using the giant cup.
You can't clean that thing.
No, I've rinsed it enough, but it's stained. Like it's got like so it constantly looks dirty, but it's not.
Problem is with that, Steve.
Remember when Pat stole his own?
I love my boy Patty. It's a good thing I didn't know about that. I wouldn't have done anything, but I would have pouted.
Problem is, you can't fit your hand inside that the mouth of that cup.
Nah.
Does that not go into cup design? Like, hey, let's think about.
I don't know what the design. I mean, this is what all steins look like. You know, wide bottom, narrow head. So, damn it.
What purpose is that?
I don't know. Is that for like beer or something? Maybe, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Like it gets air in the I don't know.
Like, I feel like that's something I would see on an Irish drinking, you know.
Yeah, like an Irish pub or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's a stein. We all know what they look like.
The only functional thing I would say is if I get drunk, that has a wider base to stop spills.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. Maybe that's what it is.
You're much less likely to spill to knock that over.
And you can get, if you have tiny hands, you can get your hand in there. I just,
not,
I don't.
Not a male.
No. But, I mean, but you could put like
there's no male that
what do you got, little Burger King cheeseburger hands?
That's one of my all-time favorite commercials.
Hey, listen.
I got these tiny hands.
Seriously, though, they, when Pat looked at that cup, and you could just hear Pat was like, I swear to God, this is so nasty. Don't tell him. I'm getting rid of this. I was like, ooh, Nick's going to be mad. He's like, he's disgusting. Nikki.
That was perfect, Pat.
It was awesome.
You drinking? Are you going to try the Colombian coffee?
I'll drink some coffee. I love all types of coffee. I've just been on this green tea kick because
Sorry. I don't want to.
I'm down to try some coffee.
I didn't know it was 80 cups in there. Listen, how long does that thing last? The coffee thing last?
Dude, not through the week.
No, it does because I'm not. If I limit my drinking, I'm.
And he'll totally stick with it all week, I'm sure.
Thanks, buddy. Hey. I've been pounding green tea, and I barely made a dent in the boxes back there. So
there's a lot of green tea.
There was, yeah, because nobody, yeah, like there's.
Green tea is good.
It is good. But
green tea, citrus.
Like health.
80 cups of coffee.
Is green tea not healthy enough for you?
You said what?
Green tea's not healthy enough for you?
No, I was just asking, like, were you talking about the health or the taste?
Well, it's got,
green tea's good.
Yeah, it's got antioxidants.
Oh, green tea citrus?
Health-wise, it's a healthy alternative.
It's no sugars.
It tastes like crap.
No.
It took me a while.
I'm going to bring you I have a diet green tea citrus at home. I'm going to bring it to you.
Ooh, I bet you like it.
I bet you like it.
There is nothing that says diet on it. I'm
bringing one tomorrow. We're going to have
one.
If you don't drink it, I will.
Well, yeah. No, I'm going to bring one, and we're going to pour little shots. We're all going
to toast.
Gingerly touch tips.
I would not be caught dead drinking anything with diet on it.
Okay.
Oh, we're not saying it's like healthy.
That's not gonna shout out. On
Yeah, go ahead.
It's, shout out, you know. Shout out to Louisville Police.
Yeah, Louisville Metro.
You got your logo on the side.
911. Got the number.
Got the number to call.
Emergency.
You should play us out.
Shout out.
Shout out. We won't count that as the business, right?
Yeah, why not? Be a cop. That thought's crossed my mind once.
To be a police?
Yeah. And I was like,
what?
I'd be terrible.
What deterred you from that? Would you be above par?
I just didn't want to get tased.
What you mean, training?
Yeah, I was like, that sounds terrible.
Just your military training.
And people don't need to feel safe. Oh, well, don't worry. Steve Rummage is out here patrolling the streets. Like, Steve, man, if something breaks out, I'll take off running.
What are we going to do next hour, Steve?
It's getting a little hot in here, isn't it? Is it getting a little warm?
That's a good tease.
And I am getting a little bored.
I see what you did there. 93.9 The Ville.